Om Shanti. 27th October 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master creator and use your subtle powers for the task of establishment. Your creation is merging the expansion of science into its essence. They are creating extremely refined and powerful tools for destruction. In the same way, you become master creators and use your subtle powers for the task of establishment. You have the most elevated power. First, the power of elevated thoughts. Second, the power of pure attitude. Third, the vision of love and cooperation. So ignite the lamp of the hopes of your clan with these subtle powers and enable souls to reach their correct destination. So Baba is telling, just as science is creating extremely refined and powerful tools for destruction, in the similar manner, you are also master creators and you use your subtle powers for the task of establishment. So we do the task of establishment with the help of our subtle powers. So what are those subtle powers we have? Three powers Baba is talking about. First, Sankalp. That is the power we have. Elevated thought. Second, pure attitude. Vritti, Shubha Vritti. And third, Drishti. Vision of love and cooperation, sneha and sahyog. So Baba is saying, with these three powers, you do the task of establishment. Just as science has got extremely powerful tools for destruction, you are doing construction. By these three powers, they have subtle powers, atoms and molecules, and by those atoms and molecules, they are creating tools for destruction. So you also have got subtle powers, the most elevated powers, and these three powers, you ignite the lamp of hopes of your clan with these subtle powers and enable souls to reach their correct destination. So we are master creators. We are master creators. So we have to create by these three things. The first power is power of thought, power of attitude and power of love and cooperation. These are the three. Drishti, Vritti and Sankalp. What we can do with these powers and what are these powers? We'll come to the first power, the power of thought. We are what we think. Because thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habit, and habits, they become life. So everything depends on the thought. What thoughts we are creating, what sankalp we are creating within us. Thought is a cosmic energy. Thought is an electromagnetic unit. If this is entire ocean of energy, this universe is an ocean of energy. So every brain is an electrical unit radiating energy. Every thought is a very strong cosmic energy which is radiated from this our thought, our mind. So mind is probably the most powerful tool in the world. We can do anything with the help of this mind. Impossible can become possible. The most difficult can become most easy. It is all the question of this mind and question of this sankalp. What sort of thoughts we create. And one more thing about thoughts, that there is something known as belief system. We are what our thoughts are, but also we are what our belief system is. And belief system is most of the time automatic. Like, for example, suddenly we behave in a particular manner. We have not thought that we will behave in that manner. But when that situation arises, automatically we behave in that manner. Why? Because certain pattern is already created in the brain. And they say that 99% we behave based on our belief system. What thoughts, what pattern, what things we have put into our brain. It is said that about 1,50,000 times a child is told till the age of 17, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. And 5,000 times he is taught, you can. You can. You can. So this I can't is within his subconscious mind. So now whatever he is doing, it is arising from the subconscious mind. Though he thinks that I should think something positive about myself. Suppose he goes to some class and listens some positive thinking things. He comes out, but again he behaves in the similar manner, because the pattern of I can't is so deeply ingrained in his mind, in his intellect, in his subconscious, that instead of the fact that he knows the truth, he can't behave in that particular manner. So that is why this belief system is even more important than thoughts. This consists of emotions, feelings, habits, and what is put into our brain. For example, two boys are there, brothers. One is 9 year old, another is 7 year old. This 9 year old child falls into the well. There is a well there, and he falls into the well whilst playing. There is nobody around. Now only this 7 year old boy is there. And he is little panicky because his brother has fallen into the well. Now he is trying to seek help, but nobody is around. Then he thinks of some ideas. He goes to the tree. He breaks those twigs and branches of the tree, make that into a rope sort of thing, and then puts that thing inside and also ties it to a... He does everything, and somehow he pulls his brother back. Now, the question is asked, how he was able to do this? Just a 7-year-old child, and he got so many ideas, so many things he could think. I will do this, I will do that. In that moment of panic, he does everything, and ultimately, he fetches his brother out. So, psychologists say, this 7-year-old boy could do this, because there was nobody to tell him that you can't. That's why he could do it. If there would have been a single person around, probably he might not have been able to pull his brother out. Because there was no one to tell him that you can't. So, that's why he could pull him out. So, it's ultimately the belief system. What are we putting into our brain throughout the day? It's not that I will behave in particular manner. One doesn't have to work on behavior. One has to work on thoughts, on feelings, on emotions, what I feel about the things. For example, there is a fear in the mind of some person, and that fear is going on from his childhood. Now, the moment he faces that situation, that fear immediately comes unto him. There is a fear of social gathering, for example. And the moment the person is exposed to crowd, he wants to run away, shy away from that crowd. He feels restlessness within, because he cannot stand the crowd. So, because that belief system has been formed deep within somewhere, long back, in his childhood. So, it's not working on the behavior, etiquettes or manners, that you behave this way, you behave that way. That behavior should come automatically. When we train our mind, our brain. In 1960, there was one American author, Maxwell Maltz. He has written a very epoch-making book, Psycho-Cybernetics, one of the most famous books on psychology, Psycho-Cybernetics. And that book is telling most of the things which are told in the Murlis of 1970s and 1980s. The author talks about self-image. He says, he has used the word self-image. And he says, we behave as per this self-image we have created within us. We do not behave as per the instructions given to us, but we behave as per the self-image which we have created within us. And the author has given, talked about habits. One habit is there, you can, and you behave according to that habit. Actually, the author was a surgeon, and then he became plastic surgeon, and then he became a psychologist. And he has narrated many experiments, many experiences of his medical sciences. And he is the one who talked about 21 days philosophy. It takes 21 days to form a habit. In his practice, he says, there was a man who was amputated. His leg was cut because there was a gangrene and it was getting septic, about to spread in the entire body. So he was amputated. Now even after amputation, person feels, I have the leg. That is known as phantom limb, pseudo limb. Person feels, my limb is there. And to accept the fact that I don't have limb, it took about 3 weeks for that person. So it takes about 3 weeks, he said, approximate 3 weeks to form a new habit. One. Second, he talked about when you go and stay in some other place. For example, you change your room. So it takes about 3 days to adjust to that three rooms, to that new room. And to get nicely adjusted or accept house, that new house, it takes about 21 days. So again, he talked about 21 days. Any new thing, keep on doing it. And scientists say, habits, you know, there are neurons in our brains, millions of neurons, and there are synapses. The neurons meet each other and neural pathway is created. A habit is a new neural pathway. Earlier there was a belief that new neurons cannot be created, but now there is a philosophy, or in psychology what they talk of is neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity means new neurons can be created, new habit can be created, new belief system can be created. So straight away work on creating new habit, which you know is right. For example, force the mind to stay alone for 1 hour doing churning. Take one line from the Murli and churn it. Leave aside everything and go in silence and solitude in some solitary place, for example terrace or some garden, and force your mind that you don't have to do anything except churning this one line, and force yourself. Yesterday Shambhai was saying, learn by heart few things, take up vardhan or slogan and try to learn it by heart. Few things from Murli, like from yesterday's Sakar Murli. One, what is tribunal? Second, what is Kashi Kalvat? That is Kashi Kalvat, sacrifice at Kashi, this is Abu Kalvat. So what is this Abu Kalvat? Churn. These are the points for churning. Give your mind tribunal. What is tribunal? What is this? What is Baba says, you got imperishable jewels of knowledge. He is the Lord of the innocent, Bholanath. So why is called Bholanath? Stop, leave aside everything and churn only this. And let the mind think. And let new neural pathways be created. Let this becomes a habit. So when we learn to churn knowledge, we will also learn to churn life situations. Otherwise you can't churn life situations. One is in a very difficult situation. For example, a department is there and there is a disturbance which is going on in the department. Or one center is there, one retreat center is there, or one place is there, one office is there. And there is a great disturbance going on. And the person is in knowledge. He does Amrit Vela. He does, listens Murli, he churns. But he is not able to apply that knowledge to this office, to this center, to this retreat center. The disturbance is persisting as it is. There is no change in the disturbance. People are conducting conferences and doing everything. Teaching others, giving lectures, listening classes. But nothing is changing. There is a very powerful line or statement which you should note. We plan with our conscious mind. We plan with our conscious mind. But to bring that plan into action, subconscious mind does the work, does the magic. It is not the conscious mind which is putting the plan into action. It is the subconscious mind. It is the blueprint which is formed within. That is putting the things into action. And for that ignition of the subconscious mind, you need silence. You need solitude. You need churning. You need to think. One need to reflect. Go within, deep within. And sit there and churn. For example, there's a heated debate or meeting going on. And every time that meeting is there, and one person who is a yogi, who enters the meeting and he is disturbed every time into the meeting. Because in the meeting people discuss such things. There's no relation to Gyan and Yoga. And every time he comes out of the meeting he is disturbed. Then he takes few hours to settle down. Why? It is. We cannot just brush it off as his weakness. Let him come out of it and think what was going on. What were his reactions? What were his actions? What were the matter? In silence. Then probably with that churning, he would be able to face, tackle those things properly. Otherwise every time the same thing will happen. So the basic thing has to be done in silence. Because thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions becomes habit. Habits become life. So we need to create new habit. New habits. What are the new habits which are needed? And creating new habits means you have to go against your mind. Your mind wants comfort zone. To stay in that orbit of convenience, that no task should be given, mind should remain relaxed. Path of least resistance, no resistance at all. Nicely we should go on doing Amrit Vela, listening Murli, doing our seva. We don't want extra curricular activities. This is the what is syllabus Baba has given. Baba has told, read Murli twice, we do that. What is this new thing of churning business? Or talking business, or thinking business. This is not our cup of tea. But we need to create new thought patterns, new belief system. Otherwise, no transformation will ever take place. We have to recreate ourselves, reinvent ourselves, re-engineering of the soul. Re-engineering of the soul. Every day should be a new. Every day there should be new churning, new reading, new putting matters into the brain. Then only new thought patterns, otherwise we are not going to change. In that law of 12 laws of karma, the 9th law is law of change. We will not change unless and until we think that we will change. Don't think that things will change automatically. We have to, history will keep on repeating itself until unless we decide to change. The same thing will keep on happening. In one of the papers in IAS exam, the topic given to the IAS students was, the only lesson we have learned from history is that we have not learned any lesson. That was the topic given to IAS students, those who are appearing for the preliminary. So we are not learning from history. We are not learning from the mistakes of our lives. The same mistakes we are repeating. So we need to create new thought pattern, new belief system, creation of new emotions. Don't drag on with the same emotions. Whether they are sensual, whether they are waste, whether they are emotions of familiarity. Swami Vivekananda had said very two powerful statement about all this. He said at one place, if you want to break a habit, create a counter habit. My brother was there, my younger brother, long back, during the days of exam when he was studying, he used to feel sleepy after getting up. So what he used to do, once he get up from the bed, he would make that bed up and remove all the beddings and everything and put them away and that bed on one side, so that now there is who will again make it and who will sleep again. That becomes sleeping difficult now. So you have to force the mind. Sometimes you have to force the mind. Create new habit, go to new places. Select new places to think, to do something. So this is the first. If you want to create a new, if you want to break a habit, create a counter habit. New habit. And that habit is very uncomfortable. And everything will be uncomfortable. How uncomfortable we were when we first tried to ride a bike. Or cycle, forget bike, cycle. Cycle riding was so difficult when we decided to ride for the first time. But now it is easy and cycle is the same. Cycle has not changed. Bicycle is the same. But we have changed. Now it is very easy for us. In our medical practice, the first time a person enters into the department of surgery, his hands shake like this. When the surgeon gives him, hold this, just hold. Don't operate, and they are just hold. So he shakes. I remember most of the interns and we were there, we used to faint. How much to hold? We are not doing anything, just holding. For example, stomach is cut. So they will give, there is a retractor, hold the retractor so that surgeon can operate. So you keep on holding. Everything moves. But later on, when this person himself become a surgeon and he is very experienced surgeon, I know so many surgeons who need film songs in the OT. Without that, they don't operate. All old film songs, they like that. And the film song is going on and they are nicely operating. Big surgeries, 8 hours, 10 hours. So nicely they are doing. I remember one eye surgeon was there in our hospital in somewhere. So he used to operate about 50 patients, cataract. There was a line of patients like this, outside the OT. One, now come next, next, next. And he is so jolly, in between going and eating something, and singing something. So it has become his second nature. He has become so expert. So, first time it was so difficult. Anything will become very difficult for the first time, gradually it becomes easy. So you create a new habit. You know, the importance of walking. But our mind is resistant. Why to walk? My room is here, I will walk here only. This Shantistam is a good place for walking. Keep on revolving 2-3 rounds here only is enough. Shantistam is a good. Go out, seek nature, and the mind opens. That was the first statement. The second statement by him was, let us revise this decision to detach ourselves. Let us revise the decision to detach ourselves from everything. From this body, from this world. That decision should be a daily decision. Daily decision of detachment. Detachment from everything. So this is all about mind. Mind power. So Baba is saying, where is that? Here. So we are master creators. We have three powers. The power of Shrestha Sankalp, elevated thought. And then whatever is the Sankalp, the same would be the Shubha Vritti. Our Vritti automatically becomes Shubha. Yesterday we saw in the divine intellect, the first thing that is needed is pure attitude. Don't do the chintan of parakirtan of parachintan. It is the pure attitude that is needed. And the third thing is drishti of sneha and sayog. But you don't have to work on drishti. You have to work on thought. Automatically drishti will become like that. People say whether we should donate body organ or not. That is a question. Organ transplantation. Even Brahmins say, for example, if I donate my eye to somebody and he does all the wrong things with that eye, then where is whose sin it is? It is, eyes are just the instrument. For example, a wicked person is there who tortures everybody and there is a anger in his eyes all the time, red. For example, he dies and he gives his eyes to somebody, and now this person who has got the eyes, he is an elevated Brahmin soul, and he is doing, he is giving drishti and he is having pure thought. Eyes are same. But now everything is changed. Eyes are just the windows. They are the instruments. It is the soul that sees. So, drishti depends on thoughts and vritti depends on thoughts. So, work at the level of thought. Make thoughts powerful. I'll give the last example. I don't know how many of you have heard about a girl, Aisha. Aisha Chaudhary. Anybody has heard? Aisha? She is a Delhi girl. She died at the age of 19. Recently in 2015 she died. She was one of the greatest motivational speakers at the age of 15. Aisha. She was born with a very rare immune deficiency disorder. At the age of 6 she underwent bone marrow transplant. And later on she developed pulmonary fibrosis. You can hear her talks. At the age of 15, she started giving talks, Aisha. And at the age of, in 2015, she died. And she is so motivating how she is describing her life. She has to carry that oxygen cylinder. And she has even written a book at the age of 19, which was published just a day before, My Little Epiphanies, the name of the book. And they are going to produce a movie also, Hindi movie soon on this. On this girl. So, this girl is talking, you can listen her talks, how she speaks. At the age of this, this happened to me, but I did not give up. This happened to me, I had this taste, like this, all brain and everything wire. I cannot talk, I cannot walk, but still I did it. I knew that I was suffering from the rarest of the disorder, but she didn't give up. Her thoughts were so powerful. Just imagine at the age of 14 or 15 what these boys have their thoughts and what this girl was. So she was such a powerful person with a very powerful, she is from Gurgaon. She was from Gurgaon. Now she died. So what was that? It was the thought. Her thoughts were so powerful because she kept on reading something. At the age of this age, who thinks of writing a book? She wrote down her thoughts while she was on the bed. She had the habit of painting and writing. So, and there she was also in the TED Talks at that age. So these are all how the person gets motivated on his own. on his level of thoughts. So power of thought, power of drishti, power of vritti. Om Shanti.